By now, high school students around the state are adjusting back to life in the classroom. However, for about a dozen teenagers in Helena's alternative high school, little of that class time so far has been indoors. The Project for Alternative Learning, or PAL, provides another option to kids who struggle in a traditional high school setting. Students take classes in blocks lasting just a few weeks at a time. Many of those classes emphasize hands-on experiential learning out in the community, or in this case, out in the woods. Capital reporter Dan Boys joins a campout with PAL's Primitive Elements class.
Hey, are we ready?
Yeah.
Here you go.
A group of teens out on about 20 acres of riparian landscape near the town of Cardwell. Ponds, a river, willow stands, tall grass. And what are they doing? Well, they're taking a lot of that grass and they're weaving it and twisting it into a long, thick rope thing.
You guys want to test this out, see how strong it is?
Yeah.
Facilitator Tom Elpel suggests a game of tug-of-war.
Yeah, you want to try boys against girls?
Yeah.
More girls.
Yeah!
A battle of the sexes begins.
Alrighty, go!
And the grass rope promptly splits down the middle, sending boys and girls to the dirt.
Is that, like, not supposed to happen, maybe?
No, definitely not. Oh, well.
Tom Elpel runs a program out here called the Outdoor Wilderness Living School, or OWLS. The Project for Alternative Learning students have been prepping to come out to Elpel's land for weeks. For 4 hours a day, almost every day of the school year so far, they've been outside, learning primitive survival tasks. Like starting a fire with a stick and a bow. 17-year-old senior Casey Cotis says the class made wooden bowls by putting hot coals on logs.
And we made these straws out of a plant that grew near the river. And we blew in them and we made wooden bowls. That was unique. I've never done that before.
There's a lot most of these students have never done before. For some, it's the more novel things like trying to stalk game barefoot. But for others like senior Caitlin Stahl, it's the more basic things.
I learned how to go to the bathroom in the woods.
I talked through an outdoor pee. Yeah.
That's one of Caitlin's teachers, Emily Peterson. She teaches PALS science classes, and she's co-teaching the Primitive Elements class with English teacher Sarah Alling. On Peterson's end, the teens have learned about the science of water purification, the science of fire. On the English side, Sarah Alling has them studying poetry about subjects like fire, myth, and legend. The students are writing stories and journaling.
For them to, you know, really not only appreciate nature, but to find out that nature can teach them about themselves.
The PAL kids are layering extra sticks and grasses onto the outside of the girls' teepee-shaped shelter, made entirely of natural found items. It's about 10 feet tall, creating a space about 10 feet in diameter. 8 girls plus teacher Emily Peterson will be sleeping in here.
Looks like they're pretty tight quarters for 9.
Yeah.
We'll be warmer than the guys will be.
Yeah.
The 4 boys will be sleeping in a bigger shelter. Teacher Sarah Alling says on one hand, they do have a group of rambunctious teenagers sleeping in the woods together.
What are the kinds of things you have to deal with as a teacher?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, well. Yeah.
On the other hand, she says the boys and girls are carefully separated overnight and chaperoned. A lot of the kids smoke cigarettes, but Alling says the group has made a pact to respect Tom Elpel's property and to not run off or disappear, to stay together through this. Alling says for these kids who have struggled in school, who may have dyslexia or another learning disability, for these kids, she says it's these kinds of real-life experiences out in the world which can generate excitement about learning.
Because they haven't had that. Yeah. That's why they're here with us. They'd be dropped out.
You have to cross the water because somebody destroyed our...
Senior Mitzi Gilmet is carrying skateboard-sized sections of bark over to the girls' shelter.
In the high school, I didn't really get much help there.
She says coming to Powell last year, the teaching style just works better for her. She says it makes her want to come to school.
It makes me feel like I don't have to just sit there and hear a teacher lecture us. And we're out doing stuff instead.
It's really cool.
She heads off down the trail. The shelter has to be finished soon. It's almost time to make dinner as a class. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting outside Cardwell.